Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
He likes the screaming ones.
Okay. I just had a flashback to the last time I had a blind date, and I show up, she opens up the door. Well, that was my opinion.
I was going to say, I saw the pictures.
Well, that was what I saw. So
it was a joke. It was just a joke.
We're getting in trouble every hour.
Denise isn't, the second week in a row, Denise isn't here to keep us in check. The wheels are coming off.
That's right. We can't not be held accountable for what may occur.
Yeah, exactly.
Put that in your disclaimers. Without Denise Dirks here, we may not be held accountable for what.
Exactly right. The three musketeers. Actually, the three blind mice. I don't know. What? The three stooges?
See how we run.
What do they call those three monkeys? You know.
855 Law Radio. You can call in and tell us what to do or not to do. 855-529-7234. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We're hour number two. We are having a good time. We had a great first hour. Join us for the second and third hour. Yes. My wife does say, well, why do people listen to you for 3 hours? I said, I don't know. And then she said, well, it's good. Stay 4 or 5 because then you won't be home. So we can go 4 or 5 hours, Cal, if we'd like. The wife would love to have
me. I think my wife would be delighted if we went 24 hours. Can you just stay away for a full day at a time and then do it 6 days in a row?
It's a three-hour show, that's right. And there's no chance you're going to start broadcasting it from the house. You still have to go to a studio, right? Yes. Have at it.
Perfect.
Exactly right. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Emails at info@radiolawtalk.com. And remember, if you have sleep problems, we have the actual anecdote. You know, COVID-19 and looking for an anecdote. We have sleeping...
Not anecdote, for antidote.
Oh, antidote. That's right. You're right.
Yeah, antidote. I got COVID-19. Well, do I have a story for you?
Right. Antidote. You're
most
right.
Most of Fred's stories are anecdotal. We all know this.
I'm so anecdotal thinking right now. That's why I did a Freudian slip.
I got bit by a snake. Quick, give me the anecdote. Well, snakes come from a long line.
A guy called the doctor and said, my buddy got bit by a snake. What should I do?
You knew what I was when you picked me up.
Dog said, suck out the venom. Guy goes back to the guy who was bitten. What did the doctor say? The doctor says you're going to die. That's what he said.
You notice, listeners, one little saying with a few, not even a word, a couple of, you know, an irony difference goes off the rails, these two guys. But, you know, okay, we were talking about the sleep aid that we represent, and it's called Radio Law Talk. What?
Disclaimers.
So go to RadioLawTalk.com, read your disclaimers if you're tired, or you're not tired and you want to go to bed, and it'll put you right to sleep. That's the whole reason.
As a recommendation, some of these people have apps on their phone that will actually read things to you so you're not distracted driving. Please make sure that you don't use any of that with the disclaimers. You do not want to have the disclaimers read to you while operating a motor vehicle or any heavy machinery.
Or doing surgery.
Yes. Well, what happened? I don't know. I was taking out the appendix, and but we have the anecdote for it right here.
Next thing I know, woke up.
This is probably a two-week thing that you guys are going to harass me on. I'm going to get a text halfway through the week. Fred, I'm going to be in court sitting there. What about the anecdote?
Is there an anecdote? I don't know. Sprinkle some Parmesan cheese on there. We'll be fine.
And if you wear a mask, it ain't going to help you.
Yes. Denise is over here. She's not here, but she'll be like, well, give me the marina sauce.
We do have a show, guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
We do?
about...
So the doctor said, suck out the venom.
We're going to talk about the hedge clippers case. There's a case about hedge clippers we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the XFL pulling out of bankruptcy, how that happens, Meghan Markle lawsuit, Judge Judy wants to eat a contract. We're going to talk about that. But remember, the most important thing we do here, and we get right into it, which is case or no case, hour two. Go ahead, Kim.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
the mayor, I didn't know this, there is a city in southeastern Turkey, the country of Turkey, you know, by Cyprus, over that, with the islands over there, is called Batman. And the mayor of Batman, Turkey, has decided to sue Warner Brothers for using his city's name without permission. There's only one Batman in the world, he said. Bruce Wayne's troubled crime fighter is actually real. I would explain the Batman in question is actually a little-known city in Turkey, and they are irritated. You may have never heard of this. It's in southeastern Turkey, and at the home of the country's oldest oil refinery, built in 1955, but they're having hard times. Crime is up in Batman, and suicides among women in Batman are up, and they have economic problems like the rest of the world, which is where Christopher Nolan comes in. Okay. They say there's only one proper royalty use of the name Batman, and that is our city, according to the Hurriyet Day News and the Economic Review. So they picked up on the city of Batman and said, I'm going to get a lawyer to see if we can sue you to either have you pay us or stop us from using the name Batman in your movie. Interestingly, though, enough, they never did sue the comic book maker.
Yes, a little oversight there.
No money there, that's why.
Probably. Okay, Fred, I think it's your turn to go first. So I ask you, my friend, case or no case?
Okay, they wanted this. So this is a trademark violation, they're saying.
I think so.
Or a copyright. Yeah. But it's in Turkey. First of all, does Turkey have any standing? And the answer is no, they don't have standing. They can't sue in the United States on this issue. Maybe they can, I don't know. But that, to say that in Turkey they have all these rights to the name Batman, I think is false. But we learn in case or no case that it's the more off the wall and crazy it is, the more true it is. So I'm going to say this is a case, and how can it be a case if it's in Turkey? They bring a lawsuit in Turkey against them, and they lose.
Okay, so the city of Batman loses. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yeah, and they do bring it. It just seems so off the wall. It's got to be a case.
So you're not suggesting that Batman would be like a city in some foreign country that Cal just made up. You're not suggesting
No, I'm not suggesting.
I'm just asking.
No, the answer is, if you did that, this is so weird and off the wall, there's no way you can make this up. There's no way.
I think that's a logical point. Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend, when it comes to Batman Turkey?
Oh, I'm pretty certain they don't speak English.
Which is
Turkey.
A great mental image. Batman,
yes.
Turkey.
Yes. that's the... Batman, who are you taking on today? The Riddler? The Joker? No, I'm taking on the Gobbler. Turkey, come on in. Yes, what it always comes up right around late November.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. That's really not funny.
He's out there fighting, crying. Yeah.
That's not funny.
See, I'm not even looking at him because Cal's laughing.
Cal, that's really not funny.
But Cal has no taste. Okay, so...
You know, my dad used to do that to me. I'd tell a joke, it'd be an off-color joke or something like that, and my dad would look at me and go, you know, I just don't think that's funny. But he would say that as he's trying to suppress the laughter, which always gave it away. I just don't think that's funny.
Okay, maybe not that funny. So what say you, Mr. Kunin, now that you've stalled?
I'm going to say that this is an interesting scenario, but no case. And the reason why I said they don't speak English as their native language over in Turkey is because if there is a city that phonetically sounds like Batman, highly doubt that the city is, that it's in reference to actual bats and a man that is a superhero. So I say no case. Maybe it's based on a true scenario, but never led to a case.
See, last time I didn't go with my gut, and I lost. So I'm going with my gut and just saying it's so bizarre, it's got to be a case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to comment. You don't have to be on the air. You just tell Cal whether or not there's a Batman Turkey. And if there's a Batman Turkey, whether or not there was a lawsuit against Warner Brothers or whoever owns Batman.
There's also Superman Northern Ireland.
Okay. We'll be back. You got 30 seconds, Cal, to talk about your life.
No, it would take much less time than that. I just want to remind you that we are on every Saturday from 9 to noon live at RadioLawTalk.com and some very special radio stations, and all of our affiliates are special whenever they run us, and we thank them. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked for Quick Quack Car Wash.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So
it's the donut, Fred.
It's the donut. Oh, you're doing okay. Yeah,
it's the
fine.
Donut.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're over. You're over 60. So
I had dinner outside in the sun. You know.
Yes.
Louisiana Supreme Court's not going to review. They denied cert on a life sentence for a guy who stole hedge clippers. Now, ladies and gentlemen that listen to Radio Law Talk, there is something behind that door.
Yes.
That's all you read is that's our society. Oh, my gosh, that's a tragedy.
Based on the headline, I would agree. Yeah. Based on the headline.
Yeah. So let's talk about the background of this individual who, by the way, this is just an offense of that basically occurred as one of the kind of the last straws. Offenses starting in 1979.
How about I finish case or no case first?
Right.
I'm just asking.
Did you know that?
I was going to let you go. I mean, look.
I do that all the time.
I was going to say something, but you know, you told me that my joke wasn't funny last hour, so I was just going to let you go.
I didn't say it wasn't funny. I just said there was no humor in it.
You didn't say that. Fred said no. That's not funny.
Okay. Finish case or no case about Batman in Turkey.
There is a city called Batman in Turkey. There was an effort to sue Warner Brothers, the film's director, and the film's stars. An effort, but it never came to fruition.
Wait a minute. It would define effort.
I mean, they reached out and asked some questions and said, can we sue them and stop them from using our name? Can we do this?
They never filed.
The country of Turkey said.
But it was a case.
Yeah. Well.
What, not if they didn't file. It was a scenario, but not a case.
Yeah, it was a scenario. Oh. Yeah. So, Todd, that means you get 0 points because you said nada, and that means, Fred, you get...
Wait a second. Whoa.
No, I said it was a case.
That means I get 2 points because that's said no, and it was not a case.
There you go. You get 2 points.
You get two, I get zero.
Yeah, Fred gets zero. Fred's been skunked.
Twice.
And by the way, next time, have you ever had a teacher wake you up in a classroom so violently that it causes you injury? That's coming up on next.
Tell me the answer to that, please. When we just quietly, I'll walk to the bathroom, by your studio there.
Yes, I have. And by the way, I was homeschooled, so you know it was even worse.
All right, that's case or no case. Congratulations, Todd. Maybe next time, Fred.
No, I can't win for losing. I lose every single time. I cannot. All right, let us go back to where I started.
All right,
back to the lawn hedge clipper.
Yeah, the hedge clipper. So the Louisiana Supreme Court does what's called deny cert, right? Which means they take up this case, and the Louisiana Supreme Court says we're not going to even look at it. Because he was sentenced for life sentence, this individual, for attempting to steal hedge clippers. Now, it just seems like a tragedy right off the top, but it is actually not a tragedy. Well, some still say it might be, but what's the deal? Why, starting from 1979, and this, I mean, his attorney did make some good arguments. That's when the felony started, 1979. It was a long time ago. But as Todd opined, he said, he just committed some crimes over, you know, long periods of time. No, he didn't do it right away. He did breaks. Well, it's because he was in jail, basically, right?
Yeah, so here's what we have. At first blush, you look at this and go, oh, my gosh, a travesty. A life sentence for stealing hedge clippers? The hedge clippers was the offense that triggered the life sentence, but the life sentence is based not only on that offense, but his body of work and offenses, his prior criminal history for a long time, starting with, a conviction in 79 for attempted armed robbery, then in 87, possession of stolen property.
Stop right there. So everyone goes, well, but wait a minute. But that's 8-year difference he hadn't committed a crime.
That's true. It is an 8-year difference he hadn't committed a crime, except that when he's convicted in 79 for attempted armed robbery, he's got to serve jail time for that.
Right.
So obviously he was not committing crime in public when he was incarcerated. So he gets out. He commits another crime in 87, possession of stolen property. All right. So back to jail for that one. Then he gets out, attempted forgery of a check in 89. Gets out. Then simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling in 92. Goes to jail. Gets out. 1997, attempted stealing of these hedge clippers, which had to have been as a felony, because if it weren't a felony, you wouldn't even be a candidate for the habitual offender program.
Right.
And so, you know, I used to hear this when I was a prosecutor all the time, and at first, when they first passed these habitual offender laws, the state of California, it's a 3-strikes law in Louisiana, they call it habitual offender laws, the fear was that, oh my gosh, you're going to have to build 20 new prisons to house all the criminals. But what they didn't take into consideration was this, that while the crimes continued to be committed, they were being committed by the same select group of people who essentially, as I heard one judge explain it, said, this individual was already doing a life sentence only on the installment program because he kept getting out and going back to custody. And sure, it might cost a lot of money to incarcerate the guy for his life, but it also costs a lot of money to continue to prosecute him for the new offenses.
Insure losses.
Insure losses, the victimization of new people that are victimized out there. And so I disagree with the Supreme Court justice who dissented in this right. Louisiana case, who said, well, it just seems that this offense is disproportionate to the crime. That might very well be, except that he wasn't sentenced just for stealing hedge clippers. He was sentenced for stealing hedge clippers and his body of work to that point. I use this example. If somebody commits a DUI, let's say their blood alcohol level was 1 point above the legal limit, was 09 when it should have been an 08. Okay, well, if it's a first-time DUI, they have a sentence. What if it's the second time they got a DUI? Well, you want to have it be more enhanced than the first. What about the third time? Okay, what about the fourth time in 10 years? Then it's a felony, even if the blood alcohol level was still an 09 versus an 08. It's the body of work that leads to the sentence, and that's what happened
here. It's interesting the judge said, well, the reason is because of the rages of poverty and addiction. That's why we should let him off. You know what? I believe there are issues like that, but you know, when's enough. But all we're doing is we're saying, we're letting you know both sides of the story,
yes.
Not just the headlines. Steal hedge clippers, serving life sentence.
Theme from an old TV show. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Todd Kunin. We'll continue momentarily.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
What were we going to talk? We just finished talking about the Hedge Clippers case. We're going to talk about the XFL. Now, the XFL is another football organization that's competing against, to some degree, against the NFL. It's gone bankrupt. COVID-19 came and basically ruined it. Right?
Talk about an organization or idea that has been under a very unlucky star. So the XFL first, this was Vince
Steve
McMahon.
Young.
That was the USFL.
USFL, that's right.
The XFL was Vince McMahon, WWE, his attempt to start an alternate football league.
And a different time period. In other words, it doesn't play at the same time as the NFL.
Well, the one that they started back in 2001 was going up against the NFL in the same time period. But then 9/11 happened, and it killed the XFL, right? So then you go forward 18 years later, and the XFL, McMahon says, all right, we're going to redo this, only we're not going to go head-to-head against the NFL. We're going to have it be after the NFL is over, so like spring football, late winter spring football, great. And they choose 2020, and then COVID-19 hits. It's just like, we can't win.
Yeah, so they put millions, hundreds, I don't know how many millions they put into it. But,
yeah.
And plus the idea of taking on the NFL, the juggernaut that it is.
That's what they were trying to avoid with this one, not taking on the NFL. Essentially, the idea here was to showcase football players after the end of the NFL season, but before the OTAs for the NFL in May start to hit, so that these players can essentially be a minor league ball club. football to showcase their skills so the NFL scouts can look at that and go, hey, I think we might want to bring that guy
in. Not that they had a contract with Fox and ESPN.
Yeah, that TV money contract.
And they had viewers. Before COVID-19 hit, they were getting like 3.4 million viewers per game. So it wasn't doing too bad.
Then it hit down to 1 million viewers.
Yeah.
That's rough.
But that's about when the pandemic started and things went awry. And then the XFL got sued by their commissioner, Andrew Luck's dad, Oliver Luck, because they let him go. Breach of contract there. They went into bankruptcy. But now...
The Rock.
There's a silver lining. The Rock.
The Rock comes in with his ex-wife and buys it out before it goes to the bankruptcy court and gets dispersed.
How strange is that?
$15 million.
This guy and his ex-wife. I mean, now his ex-wife is his business manager.
Right. They're business partners.
But most people, when they divorce each other, they're going, "Look, man, when I see you, I get the creepy crawlies coming up the back of my neck."
Yeah.
And Rock says, "Oh, you want to do this with me, ex-honey? Okay, let's go." You know.
I think that just goes to, you know, kudos to them for having an amicable.
You bet.
Amicable split, which as you said, that's pretty rare. So they're going in business with another investor as well, and they bought. Look, they kind of got it for a song. They bought it for $15 million.
Well, see, they say, why are you bringing this up, Radio Law Talk? This is what happens in bankruptcy a lot of times. You file bankruptcy, and all of a sudden, someone says, "Wait! I'll buy it. Don't run through the bankruptcy courts and finish it out."
Plus, the bankruptcy judge saw the deal and said, "Sure,
yeah, let's do it."
Yeah.
And between you and I and the fence post, I'm kind of shocked. Yeah, I know it sounds like, well, that's a great deal, 15. I don't know. I think they probably could have got it for 10, man.
They probably could have. Now, I'll tell you something. So, as some of you may know, and Fritz talked about this before, I do baseball play-by-play. Mm-hmm. And in the state of California, and even nationwide, there's all these collegiate summer league baseball leagues and stuff like that. Well, none of them operated in the state of California except for the one that I was in, and I was able to call baseball games for the last 2 months doing that. And I noticed this. With COVID-19, there's been a dearth of sports. It's kind of gone away. We started doing the ball games, and the county allowed up to 100 people to come in. We had more listeners and more viewers. People were itching for sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sports has
a way. From 5 viewers to 7, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, but we had tenfold the number of viewers, the number of listeners. People are itching for sports. It's gone away.
Right.
They want it to come back, and I see this here with the XFL. If they open it up to spectators by next spring, which is when the XFL would have its next season, well, I think they may be onto something here, because we know in many places that the states, like in California, they're not going to let people go into football games in California and other venues. And I think folks are going to be itching to be able to go see football live. And this may be happening at just the perfect time.
Well, I think there's a lot of high school. I know high schools have already said they're kicking it to the spring. Well, not spring.
Wintertime.
Winter.
Yeah.
Like January, February, March.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the NFL is going to push theirs to that time period.
I mean, I do football play-by-play at our high school, and they basically said, we may start the season in December, maybe. Maybe November, December, somewhere in there. Christmas and Thanksgiving football.
January, February first.
So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. So see what happens. Because technically, the first football for the NFL is like September 12th, 13th, or something like that. I know colleges are just dropping out, but I know of one college that's got a game. A lot of them have gotten games set for the ninth, first part of September, so it's going to be interesting.
Now, getting back to the XFL, because we've covered the Oliver Luck lawsuit against the XFL and Jim McMahon for breach of contract. Now that the XFL as an entity still exists under new ownership, I haven't seen anything this, but I wonder what would happen to the Oliver Luck lawsuit if the XFL went back to him and said, all right, you got your job back.
No, I think here's the answer. I think they bought out. People think, they bought the XFL. I haven't read it. They probably bought the assets. And then when you buy the assets, you are not liable for any other lawsuits against the XFL. So they bought the copyright law. They bought their intellectual property. They bought the assets. They're not buying anything else.
My point in that, though, is this. Oliver Luck, in my opinion, is a smart guy.
Yeah.
I think Oliver Luck was a good president and CEO of the XFL. And if they decided to have Luck come in and continue to run it based upon what he knows about the league to that point.
Right.
I mean, there's a wealth of knowledge there in that guy's brain. If they brought him in, what would that do to his lawsuit for breach of contract? I mean, it might still
against an entity that no longer exists?
Well, because... what
because it does not exist, even though you call it XFL, it does not exist as it was.
But the question here is, what are your damages and what have you done to mitigate your damages? Because you're claiming all this amount because you no longer have this income source, and yet this new entity is coming in saying, we will give you the exact same job. So be curious to see if that has anything
for
on the horizon.
For 75% discount.
Well, I'm wondering, would, exactly. would the bankruptcy judge say, well, listen, Mr. Luck, do you wish to continue to be employed by this group? And if so, under the bankruptcy rules, because I've got to protect all the creditors,
right.
But Luck's one of the creditors he's trying to protect, right?
Exactly.
So that's kind of an odd set of circumstances.
It'll be interesting. We're going
to
follow this along
see if that
and
comes
see
up.
What happens. But again, it might be coming back. We're talking about Johnny Depp. We always talk about Johnny Depp. Right now what's going on is Johnny Depp's lawsuit against Amber Heard. Not against Amber Heard. Well, he's got one in California against her, but he's got a lawsuit against the Sun. And the Sun concerning who reported him as a quote, well, wife beater was the word, or
yes.
A wife, you know, and so that lawsuit's going on. Things are quiet right now, so we don't have anything to talk about in England. Oh no, Meghan Markle's case now pops up in England. So we don't have Johnny Depp to talk about. We've got Meghan Markle. Now what happened? If you step back, Meghan Markle is an American that married
Prince Harry.
Harry, that's right. I always remember them because the one's the blonde and one's kind of the reddish hair. And so this is Prince Harry. And
he's the younger of the two.
Yes,
he's the one with the red hair.
Yes, and he is. His mother was the famous Princess Di.
Yes.
And Prince Charles when they were married. So here's what happens. Apparently she has a little riff with her father. Somehow these newspapers get wind of this little riff, and this little riff talks about, supposedly from some friends of hers, and the estranged father says, well, wait a minute, I don't want anything negative said about me. Here's the letter, or he goes and says, there's a letter, and this is what it says. And so she now sues the media saying, look, you invaded my privacy and you what? Damaged me through invasion of privacy, but what's the word?
Defamed
her. But
yes.
But so what she wants to do is keep these witnesses anonymous and private. And this is what I don't understand. Again, this is England. And the judge just recently ruled this week that the witnesses that are important, he's going to keep them anonymous and private at this point. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. But it's interesting how this is now starting to pop up. We don't have Johnny Depp's lawsuit to talk about now. We got Meghan Markle. And I'm going to tell you, I kind of don't necessarily agree with the judge on this one, and I'll tell you why when we come back. But let's come back, and it's really interesting what happens. Come on back.
Some breaking news, too, as we continue here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll explain what that's all about right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with
the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We have some breaking news. We're going to talk about that in just a second because I want to finish up with a Meghan Markle thing. That what it was is a misuse of private information and copyright infringement is what she's suing for against these news organizations. Fox News came out with this and talked about the Duchess has asked the judge to prohibit publishing details of female friends who spoke anonymously to People's Magazine to condemn the alleged bullying she had received from the media. So she's trying to protect her friends. Yet they're the ones that spoke, and so the court did hold, yes, we will call them, instead of their name, we'll call them A through E, these yes. individuals. But basically the judge says, but when it comes time for the trial, all bets might be off, and part of it is the defense has the right to take these people and, you know, criticize them and review what they're saying and argue and find issues with them and maybe discredit them, and that's part of the process, and that's their argument.
Yeah, and the judge isn't saying that their identities will never be made known.
Right.
What the judge is saying is, at this stage, given that there are a lot of cases that end up resolving at this stage before the full discovery thing has gone in and cooler heads prevail and stuff, the judge said, I really don't see the need to expose these five individuals to the intense media scrutiny that could exist at this phase. If you guys say that this thing is going to go to trial and we move on and then it gets there, well, yeah, I can't guarantee their anonymity, but right now, I mean, essentially, it is, I look at this act by the judge as putting pressure on Meghan Markle, I'm sorry, we keep calling her Meghan Markle. It's not Markle anymore.
The Duchess.
It's Meghan the Duchess of Sussex. Okay. And so I see
Cal
this.
Cal uses his hand.
Yes. I see this as a move to put pressure on Markle to say, look, you filed this lawsuit that may or may not be meritorious, but you're pretty much in the driver's seat here. If you want to pursue this lawsuit, your friends' identities are going to be known.
For now.
But for now, I'll give you a break and see if you can settle this thing without wasting everybody's time. Maybe that's what the judge is looking at. I'll give you an opportunity to do that for now. But just know that if you don't take that opportunity, it's not me that's going to be exposing their identities. It's you.
Right. In fact, the Associated Newspaper's argument is, look, her friends are the ones that brought the letter into the public domain by describing it to People magazine. And then after that, her dad, Thomas Markle, then revealed the letter to them to correct the false impressions made by the friends. So the newspaper's like, we didn't do anything. It was them. And I agree with the newspapers on this. So your friends brought it up, and then your dad countered it with the letter to make him so he looks good. So, you know, because the friends were kind of ripping on the dad. What the heck did the newspapers do wrong?
Yeah, and I think the judge letting everybody make those arguments, and hopefully, with the hopes, the Markle camp, or the Duchess of Sussex camp, will say, hey, you know what? The risk, the benefit detriment analysis isn't all that great because I might, if I win, I might get what I need, but I'm going to be throwing my friends under the bus. So maybe it's not worth it.
But see, this is Megan's argument. It's a misuse of private information and a copyright infringement. Wait a minute. This is a letter she wrote to her father. Who has the right to that letter? Her father, because it was to her father.
Private communication.
It was like giving it to her father.
Right.
And he's the one that puts it out there and reveals it. And in my opinion, it's his letter to put out there and determine whether or not that is an issue.
Again, yet another thing that
just
the judge
you wrote that little C at the bottom.
Yeah, right.
Megan, Duchess of Suffolk.
Or Sussex. Sussex.
Yes.
But again, another thing that I see the judge looking at this going.
The Duchess of Suffolk.
Yes. Duchess of Sussex.
Yes. I'm the Duchess of Suffolk. You leave me alone.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Daffy Duck. But again, another thing I think the judge could be looking at saying, I'm not going to step in right now, but this lawsuit really doesn't stand much of a chance. But if you want to pursue it, that's your right.
I'm with you.
But you're going to be dragging your friends through the mud if you do. You sure you want to do this?
And people wonder why the United States sought freedom from this system of government from Britain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're doing much better now. Now we're doing much better.
Well, until Twitter, we were doing better.
I guess England's going, yeah, Clive, we got rid of them, I guess. You know, we fought to keep them, but, you know, okay.
Right, wrong, or otherwise, there's a guy in Louisiana sitting there saying, better? I'm doing 25 to life for stealing hedge clippers.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, I know. Yeah, I get it.
25 to life because he's a frequent flyer.
Yeah,
interesting. But anyway, so it just came out today, and this is from Daily Mail, is saying that now TikTok has said that they are going to sue Trump over the executive order banning the Chinese app from the U.S. Basically, for what reason? Because I guess their constitutional right. They were never given any opportunity to argue their side.
Yeah, my question here is, does a Chinese entity have constitutional rights in the United States?
It's ironic that they're claiming them.
But here's the thing. So this is, they plan to file a lawsuit. Now, I was just on TikTok this morning, so I know it ain't banned.
No,
and
it's
so,
not. Yeah.
So if Trump has an executive order that he has drafted, It has yet to hit and go into effect. And I think that this news story is essentially, if you do that, Mr. Trump, then we will do this. You can expect a legal fight. And I think that TikTok kind of has to do that so that they don't lose the number of people that are yes. signing up for the app. Because if they don't say anything and there's this threat of a ban out there, I think they're looking at it going, well, a bunch of people are not even going to sign up because they think we're just going to roll over. And we need to let people know that, look, we think the app is not going anywhere. We think it's going to be here fine. But if that happens, rest assured, we will fight it.
But don't forget. Go ahead. Sorry.
And they have to do that so that they can maintain the viewership and the number of users that sign up and continually use the service.
And it's interesting during this time period. The Instagram came out with Reels, R-E-E-L-S. And Reels, if you look at it, and by the way, my Instagram, apparently they're just starting to send it out to the top influencers, which I'm not, apparently. I thought I was. Anyway, it's very similar to TikTok. It's almost the same type of app. And if you go to the...
I have found about a half dozen apps out there that purport to be just like TikTok. Don't just purport to it. If you look at them... The features are nearly identical, even down to the way the app looks.
Right.
And so I think a lot of people are jumping on board looking to say, hey, if TikTok goes away, we can still service your narcissistic needs. So come and see us.
So for all your narcissistic needs.
Yes.
And that's me. Don't you agree that's me?
Yes, it is you.
It is you. No, it's Fred's cows that are narcissists, yes, honestly. Yes. They have to be on camera in front of everybody.
It is quite literally. And now, enough about me talking about me. Let me hear you talk about me.
I've been loving our little chat. What else do you want to say about me?
About me.
You got to say anything else about the XFL? We got that taken care of.
I think we have that taken care.
We already talked about Meghan Markle. We'll go with that. Can we talk about Judge Judy eating a contract? You know what? I don't want to. Let's save that for hour three.
Okay.
We're running close in time. I guess, Cal, you said 2 minutes left, and then yet he musics us at 1 minute, but now he's starting to music us at two.
Well,
I think he's trying to shut us up.
I'm just trying to give you a hint. Go ahead and let's talk about Judge Judy.
No, I don't want to talk about Judge Judy.
All right.
Play the music.
So what do you want to talk about?
I want you just to play the music.
I will, but what do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about Judge Judy the third hour, and then we're going to talk about the Washington NFL owner is suing an online company about Epstein. We're also going to talk about COVID-19 releases. Very, very sad. And then there is this thing called a consent decree laws. And you're like, what? This is actually, believe it or not, very important. You're like, that sounds boring. No, wait till I talk about the consent decrees laws that is changing. Everyone's like, what is that? Why do I care? That sounds boring. That is interesting. It has to do with your movies and your movie theater chains. That's going to be a huge difference. But don't forget, we got Cal, myself, Todd, if you want to call us at 855 Law Radio. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We have Instagram. We have TikTok. On TikTok, we're like Radio Law TikTok. Law TikTok. And Denise isn't here, so just come play with us, guys. We're going to have a good time. Cal, take us out.
All
right. We'll be back hour three.
I'll just tell you, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up. The third hour is live, except I see where my streaming is looking a little weird. But anyway, we'll be available on RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you for tuning in. Wherever you're listening, we'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.